Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care Podcast. I'm Dwayne, and I'm a certified RV inspector. And today, we're going to be talking about how to avoid the pain of RV buying regret. Well, before we get started on that, let me invite everybody who's listening to the podcast to please subscribe so you don't miss any of the great episodes coming up. And please tell your friends about the podcast. That would be much appreciated. Also, please visit my website at rvinspectionandcare.com. You'll find tons of articles and videos about RVs and RV life there. But let's get started on our subject at hand about how to avoid the pain of RV buying regret. And to do that, let's talk about how people often start to buy an RV. In other words, if they start to get interested in the RV lifestyle, what do you do at that point? Well, many times folks just jump into the shopping process. And so they'll go down to their local RV dealer and start looking through RVs. And when they do, well, a salesperson is going to attach themselves to them. And that salesperson is going to tell them what they want them to know about RVs and RVing. And in fact, in many cases, the salesperson has an idea about which RV they want to sell them, not necessarily the one that's best for the customer, but the one that the dealership really wants to sell. So as you go through the various RVs, the folks are looking at what things? Well, they're usually looking at the floor plan number one. And that's not a bad idea because you're getting an idea of the space, you know, that's inside that RV, where the bathroom is, how big it is, things along that line, you know, how big the bed is and so on. Those are good things to know. And then they're looking at the colors inside, you know, the layout of the interior, what it looks like and things along that line. Also the equipment. Does it have a fireplace? Does it have a big screen TV? What are all the extras that come with it? And stuff like that. However, what about the build quality of the RV? What about the customer service record of that manufacturer? What about the resale value of that RV? Well, those things are often ignored, and the salesperson very rarely discusses those topics. And the truth is that many of the brands that are sold at the bigger RV retailers are not necessarily the ones that are the better made brands. And you have to remember that just because a brand is popular, just because you see it out there all over the place, it does not mean that those are the best made RVs. And the sad truth is that the internet is filled with stories of RV buyers who regret their purchases, or they regret the buying process that they went through because now their RV has hidden problems that they didn't know about before the sale, and they're having to deal with that. In many cases, they're having a hard time with the dealer or the manufacturer getting them to solve and fix all these problems, especially in a timely manner. In fact, in many cases these days, if it's a new RV, it may go a year or more before you finally get the RV you should have had when you took it home that very first day. So how do you avoid all this? How do you avoid the pain of RV buying regret? Well, my friends, I encourage you, number one, that before you just jump into the shopping process and go out there and let a salesperson lead you around, it's better to actually know what RV manufacturers and models are the best, the ones that are cut above to choose from. You know, the ones that have the best quality, that have the best record for customer service, the ones that have the better resale value, and so on. And then, once you know that, you need to have a buying process that will put the odds in your favor of getting a quality RV that you'll be happy with afterward. You know, the problem with buying from dealers is that they have adopted in many cases, not all cases, but many RV dealers have adopted tactics from car dealers. And everybody knows how car dealers like to sell cars, and very often you'll get sold a car that you don't necessarily need because they're very skilled at being able to sell you what they want to sell you. Well, RV dealers can be very similar to that. And if you don't have a process that keeps you in charge, then you can easily fall victim to their tactics. And as a result, wind up with something that you don't want and you don't need and that you will regret. You need to know how to buy also an RV for the least cost possible. You need to make sure that that RV doesn't have all those hidden problems and issues that you're going to be frustrated with for the next year of your life. So these are things that are important to know. How do you know all of that? Well, I'm happy to release a series of guidebooks on the best motorhomes to buy now. Now, these guidebooks are going to focus on motorhomes only, but there's going to be guidebooks coming up very soon on fifth wheels and travel trailers. So just be patient, they're coming. But right now, if you're a motorhome buyer, well, then these are going to be very good for you. There's four of them. Number one is a guidebook on the best Class A motorhomes to buy. Number two is the best Class B and B plus motorhomes to buy now. The third one is the best Class C and Super C motorhomes. And the fourth is a combination of all of them. In other words, putting all those together in one big guidebook. Now, why did I do it that way? Well, many people have an idea of what they want. They know they want either a Class A, B, or C. Well, then you don't need to know about all the motorhomes out there. You just need to know about the ones that are in the category you want and that you're shopping for. However, on the other hand, some folks are not sure which type is best for them. And in that case, it'd be good to get the guide that covers all motorhomes out there. And the guide is really helpful because it's going to tell you the manufacturers that you need to be focusing on and the models, with information on each model that you need to know to make a good decision, and giving you the ability to compare models by price with other manufacturers. So it's really a good guide. Now, I've made videos on this subject in the past. Those that are part of my regular listeners, you know that. I've made videos about manufacturers that I recommend, and those are good. They're good starting places. But the point is this, I never included all of the manufacturers when I went through that. And the reason for that is you just can't do it on the time that YouTube gives you. Most people click off before you're able to cover them all. So this is a much better way to be able to get a list of the top manufacturers. The guidebooks will tell you exactly what you need to know. Now, the other point that you need to keep in mind is that if you get one of my guidebooks, you're going to get me. You're going to get my personal help in the process to help you find the right RV for you. You'll get my contact information, and we'll work together and make sure that you get the RV of your dreams and get it at the right price and in the right shape. So by following this plan, getting the guidebook, then also pairing it with one of my guides on RV buying for either new or used RVs, you are going to have a process that puts all the odds in your favor. And by doing that, you can, in fact, anyone can avoid the pain of RV buying regret. Well, that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.